Mrs. Merriweather nodded wisely. Her voice soared over the clink of coffee cups and the soft, bovine sounds of the ladies munching their dainties. "Gertrude," she said, "I tell you, there are some good but misguided people in this town. Good but misguided. Folks in this town who think they're doing right, I mean. Now, far be it from me to say who, but some of them in this town thought they was doing the right thing a while back, but all they did was stir them up. That's all they did. Might have looked like the right thing to do at the time, I'm sure. I don't know. I'm not read in that field, but sulky, dissatisfied. I tell you, if my Sophie'd kept it up another day, I'd have let her go. It's never entered that wool of hers that the only reason we keep her is because this depression's on, and she needs her dollar and a quarter every week she can get it. His food doesn't stick going down, does it?" Miss Maudie said it. Two tight lines appeared in the corners of her mouth. She had been sitting silently beside me, her coffee cup balanced on one knee. I had lost the thread of conversation long ago, when they quit talking about Tom Robinson's wife, and had contented myself with thinking about Finch's Landing and the river. Aunt Alexandra had got it backwards. The business part of the meeting was blood-curdling. The social hour was dreary. "Miss Maudie, I'm sure I don't know what you mean," said Mrs. Merriweather. "I'm sure you do," Miss Maudie said shortly.